noise, noise, noise. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Noise, noise, noise. Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, beers, beers. Rolling baddies, smoking blunts. Who smokes the blunts? Who smoke the blunts? Rolling blunts and smoking.
Let me get a nickel bag.
$15, little man, put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, oh. My jungle love, yeah, oh, we, oh. I think I wanna know ya, yeah, what?
Okay, this episode is called What the Fuck Does Billy Know About
Snoochie Birches?
Jay and Silent Bob, baby.
Jay and Silent Bob. Jay to the Silent Bob. That's me and you.
Yeah, man.
Even though
Jay
I'm not very
to the Silent B.
I'm not very silent. You're no, not very silent.
Nah.
We're Jay and Silent
I don't Bob. Rap, though. I can't rap like
you,
that.
You should.
That was a bit special.
No, I'm a little bit tubby.
Yeah, we could.
You're
rap.
Skinny.
Or we just go and hang outside a shop.
Let's do it.
Let's.
Fuck this podcast. Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's go hassle some old people outside the co-op.
It's down at co-op. At a Londy's. Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, man.
You fond memories of Jay and Silent Bob?
Yeah, I've seen them in a few films. Yeah.
They're like legends, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
We've seen some good films. That was a rap.
Mm-hmm.
That was from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
That was a mad rap. I've got to be honest. I thought Eminem was a pretty special white rapper.
Yep. He knocked it out of the park.
He got shit on Jay.
Right, so do you know where they originated from? Jay and Silent Bob? Who they are?
I think they grew up in Compton.
Coming straight out of Compton.
In the ghetto.
In the ghetto. Now, Kevin Smith, the director.
Yep.
Directed Clerks, Mallrats, mm-hmm. Jason Amy.
Yep.
He created Jay and Silent Bob.
Yep.
And he created the film Clerks.
Mm-hmm.
He made that film for like $27,000 on credit cards. Independent film. Made it with his mates in a convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
A little simple film.
Yep. Is it set outside?
It's pretty it's much set inside out. A convenience store. It's about two guys working in a convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. pretty much all it is. And it's just a simple little indie film that mm-hmm. hit big. People watching it. This is it. This is what we talk about.
Yeah.
We just sit around. That's what the film is. People talking around.
You
talking
relate
shit.
To that quite easily.
Yeah. And then he created, like, Jay was his friend, Jason Mewes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a bit of a nutcase. Not nutcase like a whole person, but he was like always jumping around saying stupid stuff. So he wrote a script about it, like had him as a character, put him in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he created a character of Silent Bob. He only gave himself that one because he couldn't be bothered to learn any dialogue because he was directing. He was being lazy.
Yep.
And then they created that too. And they
quite
just
a clever idea,
they look perfect, didn't they?
Yeah,
you've got
definitely.
A skinny guy.
You've got
fat
one.
Guy.
Yeah, one that's really loud and speaks a lot, and the mm-hmm. other one's just sort of. Yeah, he does the talking.
Yeah, let him talk.
Yeah.
But yeah. But this is a clip from Clerks. When Jay and Silent Bob are standing outside with their Russian cousin.
Right, okay.
And he sings him a song.
Swear, Olaf metal. That's fucking metal face. Olaf girl nice.
Scarlet neck.
That's fucked up, man.
What did he say?
I don't know, man, but this guy's a character.
He really wants to play metal?
Yeah, he's got his own band in Moscow. It's called Fuck Your Yankee Blue Jeans or something like that.
That doesn't sound metal.
You gotta hear him sing Olaf Berserker. Come on, man, Berserker.
Is he singing English or Russian?
In English. Come on, Berserker. Girls think sexy. I'll watch what he's gonna sing. I'll watch. It's too funny.
My love for you is like a truck berserker. Would you like some making fuck berserker?
That's fucking funny, man.
Did he say making fuck?
My love for you is ticking clock berserker. Would you like to suck my cock, Berserker?
That's beautiful, wrong, man.
That's beautiful, man. But that was it. That was the kind of sort of film it was. It was really low budget. It was really dirty looking and kind of... Me and you could make that film.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
In 94, it was hard to get hold of a camera, make it look kind of after decent. Yeah. Me and you, we can get a digital camera,
mm-hmm.
get outside Londy's in the co-op,
yep.
and film that.
Yeah,
and it would look... 10 times better.
Okay, let me write down a rap. Let me, and then we're gonna spit some bars.
Some snoochie boochies.
Yes.
Berserker! Would you like to suck my cock, Berserker?
I'm gonna have to pass.
beautiful man. But that's what it was. Clerks wasn't all about Joe and Silent Bob. They were like sub characters that are commonly just hanging outside.
Yep.
That it was really
about. Every shop has kids that hang outside.
Yeah, selling weed, smoking, that, just being a fucking nuisance.
Yes, yes.
And that's what they were. Because the original was about Dante and Randall in the shop, and just, you know, Dante's a bit of a drip, and he's just like, oh, my girlfriend sucked 37 dicks. That was like pretty much it. But no, but it's a good film. I'd recommend you watching it. Because then what he did, then Kevin Smith then got hit the big time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'll make a movie. He's like, oh, I don't know what to make. So he made Mallrats.
Yep.
Which was like set in the same sort of area. So it's technically like a prequel, sequel, connection. Because he brought back Jay and Silent Bob again.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of hanging outside the convenience store, they're hanging around a mall.
Yeah.
Same characters, just doing what they do.
Yep.
And then this is when he come
I
up.
I think I may have seen some.
Well, it's just, it's about a guy. His girlfriend's kind of dumped him ish. And she's going to do a little. When they're like a blind date things, dating shows. In the mall. Yep. Like a charity thing. Gotcha. And he's trying to win her back because she thinks he's a bit of a loser. Because he doesn't want to do anything big. He's happy to settle for. Quiet life,
yep.
Simple life.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants a bit more. Mm-hmm. And then you got Jason Lee from My Name as well.
Yeah,
he's in it.
Yeah, man.
He plays Brody, like proper comic book guy.
Yeah.
And his
love
girl,
My Name as well.
Yeah.
Watch that shit.
Oh, good. It's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Got cancelled, didn't it?
Got cancelled.
Yeah.
Man, my brother bought me it for my birthday for Christmas. I love it, man. Randy. What
Randy.
Character? Fucking brilliant.
Matt said I look like Randy.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I like you. I don't want to hurt your
feelings.
No, I'm joking. You don't.
But then, so like Brody's going around, and his girlfriend's dumped him because all he does is play fucking. At the time, it's like, I think it's a PlayStation, normal PlayStation. No,
Nintendo.
Or no, that's a Mega Drive. I'm saying.
Ooh,
he's playing like NHL yes. hockey.
Yeah.
And she dumps him. And she's sort of, oh, you're such a geek. You don't do nothing. So no, it's just about them two guys literally walking around a bloody mall.
Yep.
All day, just talking. It's literally Clerks in a mall.
Yep.
With a couple of extra women.
Okay.
So that's
all
it.
Good. They added women.
Didn't do as well as Clerks. Like people were like, it's not as great. But it's a cool little film, simply because Jay starts making stuff like this.
Snoochie boochie noochies. Snoochie boochies. Are you ready?
Oh, son of Jarrell! Kneel before Sod!
Snoochie boochies!
Snoochie boochies!
Snoochie boochies!
That's a line.
We used to say it all the time, didn't we?
Yep.
You said snoochie boochies!
Yeah, man.
All the time. We ain't stoners.
Nope.
We ain't low life stoners.
Nope.
We got a job.
Yep.
But you know, how cool is that character? He was high on drugs. Jay, like Jason, we played there. He was a fucking drug addict. He was shooting heroin.
While making these films,
yeah.
A bit rock and roll.
Yeah, but he went proper off the rails.
Yeah, does he still do anything these days?
I suck your dick, man. I got cheeseburgers, man.
Best minister of society. You could put him in there though. I reckon if he's on heroin and shit,
he would
literally suck your cock.
He wouldn't look out of place, would he?
Nah, man.
But no. But that's a
what's
cool.
What's he doing now?
Who, Jay?
Yeah.
He does acting, but stuff in America you might not have seen.
Right.
But obviously, Kevin Smith still does loads of podcasts. He does more podcasts than us.
Yep.
But then again, we're gonna do a couple every night. Every now and again.
Yeah.
But he does one with him. Called Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, where they talk about his time when Jason Mewes was getting all coked up, heroined up during the film and tell stories. Some of them are pretty funny.
Yeah.
But some of them are pretty dark though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like sometimes you think, bloody hell.
Yeah.
So we're laughing at a guy saying snoochie boochies and saying stuff like this.
Fly, fat ass, fly.
Do it, dog!
What was that one?
I don't know.
Do it, dog!
Do it, dog!
Just sort of random little things. See, what's this? I've got a little thing here. Jay, I don't know what it is.
Real fat cash. If I was you guys, I would find Hold McNeil and ask for my movie check.
Shit, yeah, we got to get paid!
And on that note, we cue the music.
Chase Naney, which was the next film after Morbats.
Right.
Whereas Jason and Bob are not in it that much. They're in it one scene at the end.
What, in Chase and Amy?
Yeah. Right. It's all about Ben Affleck and meeting the lesbian.
Fuck Ben Affleck. Girl.
You hate Ben Affleck, don't you?
Not a fan.
But he's good in these films.
No, he's not. He's not. He's Ben Affleck in them films. And he's Ben Affleck in every film that he's ever made. What's that? Is it, the one where he's a superhero. The blind superhero.
Daredevil.
What a load of shit.
Not because of him though, is it really?
No, it is. I would have liked that film. It's a bad film. You know, they could have chucked Matt Damon in there. I'd be like, you know what?
Everyone prefers Matt Damon over Ben Affleck.
Oh, I didn't know there's someone else.
Ben Affleck, he's good. He's a good little actor though. I think you're picking him out in bed like Armageddon. You're putting him in that little category.
He plays the same person.
He can act. He can act.
Yeah, act like himself.
Like a dick.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He's too one-dimensional. And that dimension is count.
What would Jay say about this?
This is what he would say.
Yo, baby, have your asshole licked by a fat man in an overcoat?
That's fucking genius. I love that. But Ben Affleck aside.
Right, okay. Right.
Chase and Amy, they're literally only for one scene. It's not really, they're only there to kind of sum things up. It's kind of like a little mellow scene. Yep. But they do come back for Dogma.
Right, yeah.
Remember Dogma?
Yes.
And they're our main characters in it, isn't they?
I thought it was quite an entertaining film. We've got some good actors in there.
Alan Rickman, he's a big actor.
Is he the one that's in the background?
He plays the angel.
Yep.
You know,
Alanis Morissette, well.
She's playing good?
Yeah, come on, whatever.
You're not a fan of Alanis Morissette either?
Yeah, but... God's a man, man.
Maybe she's got a little teeny weenie like Katie Waitzel.
She has got a teeny weenie.
Not Lady Gaga.
You can see it there. Oh, mate, she ain't got a teeny weenie. She's got a massive cock.
She's got marrow. She's got it.
She hides it well in that little leotard, but she's got a big
cock. But you know, like Dogma, it goes on. Like the fact that they take them around and they're pretty much the main characters in the sense that you got Linda Fiorentino. She's the main bird. She's like, what is it? I don't know what it's called.
She's a bit of a rubbish actor.
Yeah, she's a bit...
I didn't like her.
She's a bit, like, dry in that film.
Yeah,
she's
very
just a
dry.
Bit like
eating three crackers in a row.
But then you get Jay...
That's dry.
...going shit. Off on crazy
oh,
shit like
me,
this.
I wanna see what's up. What the fuck is this shit? Who the fuck are you, lady? Why the fuck did you hug my hand?
Quite a little mouth on him, isn't there?
What the fuck is this, the piano? Why ain't this broad talking?
I believe the answers that you seek lie within my companion's eyes.
What the fuck does that mean? Has everyone gone fucking nuts? What the fuck happened to that guy's head? I want some...
What the fuck happened to that guy's head?
The thing is that Kevin Smith has always had... We will do a podcast on John Hughes one day.
Yeah.
I've told you, he's done a lot about it. John Hughes made all his 80s movies. And Kevin Smith got a lot of inspiration from him. And he even speaks about it in Dogma.
Imagine if you could imagine.
So what's up? You ever fend for Silent Bob or you can just throw a spoon? If so, I'm first. I hate sloppy seconds.
You're a man of principle. Jersey's pretty far from McHenry. May I ask what brought you here?
Some fuck named John Hughes.
16 Candles, John Hughes?
You know that guy too? That fucking guy. Made this flick, 16 Candles. Not bad, there's tits in it, but no bush. But Ebert over here don't give a shit about that kind of thing. Cause he's like all in love with this John Hughes guy. Goes out and rents like every one of his movies. Fucking Breakfast Club, where all these stupid kids actually show up for detention. Fucking Weird Science, where this babe wants to take her gear off and get down, but oh no, she don't, because it's a PG movie. And then Pretty in Pink, which I can't even watch with this tubby bitch anymore, because every time we get to the part where the redhead hooks up with her dream guy, he starts sobbing like a little bitch with a skinned knee and shit. And there's nothing worse than watching a fucking fat man weep.
What exactly brought you to Illinois?
See, all these movies take place in this small town called Shermer in Illinois, where all the honeys are top shelf, but all the dudes are whiny pussies. Except for Judd Nelson, he was fucking harsh. But best of all, there is no one dealing, man. Then it hits me. We could live like fat rats over the Blunt Connection in Shermer, Illinois. So we collected some money we owed and caught a bus. You know what the fuck we found out when we got there? There is no Shermer in Illinois. Movies are fucking bullshit.
When are you going back to New Jersey?
Jesus, bro, I asked a lot of questions.
See, he literally explained, like, what...
Dropping him in there.
Yeah, John Hughes and that, though, is, like, a proper cut icon. He died, I think it was last year. He was only about 50 years old, he wasn't even old.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And he made some proper Breakfast Club. Seen Breakfast Club?
Seen Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Is that Kevin Bacon?
No, that's Footloose.
Footloose! Footloose! Yeah, love that shit.
Fucking brilliant. But no, yeah, he made Breakfast Club, Weird Science. Seen Weird Science?
Yes, I used to love the TV show.
Vanessa Angel.
She bird was. Out of Kingpin.
Yeah.
Boing.
High five that.
Yeah.
Booyah!
Bam!
Bam! Bam! But yeah, what are we talking about? So that was getting a bit confusing.
Weird Science.
Weird Science, a great film. But we're talking about, we'll do that in a John Hughes one. John Hughes podcast, everybody.
Pow.
Pow. Bam. Bam. Pow bam. Bam bam. Bam.
Bam.
Bam. And then obviously, they go and make, bam, James Hunter Bob Strikes Back, which is their own movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what they had loads of people there, they said that. Motherfucking rap at the beginning that we saw.
Yep.
It's just a crazy little slapstick piss take movie of just everything. Just
I think it's what everyone wanted though. I'm guessing you're seeing these two characters show up in a lot of films.
Given their own movie.
Their own movie, yeah. Their own. But why is it called Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back? They should have Jay and Silent Bob and then Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. What are they striking back?
What do you mean?
Well, they just sort
of. Well, it's the Empire Strikes Back, isn't it? It's taken name from there.
Well,
yeah, but the idea is that
Empire Strikes Back was made after A New Hope.
Yeah, but they're making these after four other films. Yeah. But the whole point was they're striking back because they had a comic book called Blunt Man and Chronic.
Yeah, yeah.
Written about them.
Yep.
And then what they did is then they found out that people were taking the piss out of them on the internet.
Yeah.
So then they wanted to go and shut the movie down. Yep. Shut everyone up.
Yeah.
They're a bit stupid, really, didn't they? Yep. Really?
Instead of taking some money from it.
Exactly. Because even the guy says, he goes, you're going to get a big paycheck. So he goes, fuck that paycheck.
Yeah.
Because they're going to shut these whiny pussies up. Because they also had the song in that film. This song, Bill.
Well, this is actually a song. Well, this is our karaoke song.
This will bring back memories, man.
Yeah, man.
All the time.
Yep.
Roll another. Yeah.
La la da 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 da. La da da. La 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 da. La 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 da. La 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 da. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come what a tune. I love this song.
We sit there and listen to this song all the time. We sing it karaoke still?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you've got to get out. Can I please you?
This brought also James Run and Bob to people drinking again. Who knows?
In the video. Yeah.
Got four long. And people are like, I'll see that film. James Run and Bob Strikes Back. You watch that film. You go back and watch the original. Like, I was gonna pay my child support. When it kind of worked, you know. They reached a little audience, so people are like,
and I know why.
Snoochie Boots!
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da da da.
This is a fucking tune. I love it so much.
I'm serious, man. I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high.
Apparently, Aquaman's now faster than the moon. Seriously.
He broke his arm, broke his shoulder. I was gonna make love and then, he was kind of smoking weed.
Don't take that personally.
But you have got a pretty pony name.
So if I put like whatever happened to Afro Man, yeah?
Yep.
And they're just sitting there telling me. I bet he's not. I bet he's like still smoking weed. Doing some ball. Drinking beers. Drinking beers, beers, beers. Rolling fatties. You smoke the blunts. We smoke the blunts. I don't know what he ever done. He always said his musical career, like, you know, that when that came out in like 2002? Crazy Rap. Remember that song?
Crazy Rap.
No, Let's All Get Drunk Tonight. That's a different song.
Yeah.
But Crazy Rap, though, that was a good one.
Honestly, anyone, if you're looking for a funny album, if you can laugh, have a little, good little giggle, check out Afro Man's album.
I don't think he's doing a lot now. I think he's just he's struggling in the music business.
I'm pretty sure all I heard was like three songs.
I got that album. I still got that album.
And Crazy Rap. Yeah.
Still got that album. It's a good album.
Good album.
But back on the James Bond.
Yep.
They done James Bond Strike Back. Supposed to be their last film. Mm-hmm. Kevin Smith said, no, that's it.
Yeah.
No more. So I'm done with them characters. I'm done with that series of people. Mm-hmm. No, bang. Goes and makes Clerks 2.
This was made after Jay and Silent Bob?
Yeah, because Clerks 1 was made in 94, Clerks 2 was made in, let's double check, 2006.
So sorry, when was Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
2001. So it's 5 years later. And in between that time, Jason Mewes, he actually went through a bad period of drugs. And that's what he literally said. He goes, look, we'll make another James Bond movie if you get clean.
Yeah.
And he did. So they made it. Oh, fair enough, afterwards he did.
And then he got paid and went and got back on the drugs.
He did go back on it again a little bit afterwards to be able to get back off it. But no. We made a Clerks 2. It's a James Bond.
Is this as good as the first one?
First motherfucker to see a new galaxy or find a new alien life form. And fuck it. And people be like, there he goes. Homeboy fucked a Martian once.
But he does a great thing in this. He does like silly little things where...
Oh, 15 bucks, little man. Put that shit in my hand. Nong, 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 nong.
Yeah, he's just randy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You see the bit where he dances to the Silence of the Lambs bit?
Ah, oh, I've been told about this.
Is this his
favourite one?
Yeah.
And fuck me. And fuck me hard.
And if you think Silence of the Lambs, you know what Buffalo Bill does when he sits and dances.
Yep.
In front of the mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you fuck me?
I'd fuck me. Fucking weird.
Put the lotion in the basket. Put the fucking dog in the fucking basket. What?
The goods.
The goods?
Yeah, that's what you should call it there, right?
No, that was Sons of Lambs.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah, he says that in the goods, probably. Oh, like, okay, yeah. Which is another great one.
Mm-hmm.
But no. But Kevin Smith, as he's created Jay and Silent Bob, he's gone on and he's made a couple of films, he's made Jersey Girl, he made Zack and Miri Make a Porno. You seen that?
I haven't seen that. A lot of people have given me good reviews on
it's
it.
Good little film. Good little film. Jason Mewes in it, Jay. He's playing a different character. He's yeah. It's in it. It's a pretty good film.
But Jay, the one who's on drugs?
Jay, yeah.
He's on Zack and Miri, yeah?
He's in Zack and Miri, yeah.
Okay. Does he have a big part in it, or?
Yeah, he plays one of the guys. He plays like a group of the part of the gang that make the porno, yeah.
Does he look like he's on drugs in there?
Hmm. No. But he does walk out of his dick hanging out.
Mm.
And he says, and he goes, you're going to do a Dutch rudder.
What's a Dutch rudder?
It's when you hold someone else's hand and you wank them off.
I was going to say, you look like you was grasping a cock there.
That's what they do. That's what they call it. You Dutch run at me. That's what they call it. That's what they call it. It was pretty.
So, you'd hold their hand and touch their willy.
No, they'd touch their own willy, their own cock. You just moved your arm up and down.
Come on! Seriously. I'm going to assist you right here.
That's what it's called, Dutch runner.
So that'd be like assisted masturbation.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's come on, you've got to be pretty lazy if someone's going to move your arm to masturbate.
You can only do it in Switzerland.
Ah.
No, it's true. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I think it's called Dutch rudder.
No, we're not doing a Dutch rudder.
Not right now. Get your hands off. Get your hands off. But no, Kevin Smith, he does podcasts. He does loads of them. He influenced me and you to do these.
What's his name of his podcast?
He does Smodcast.
Smodcast, there you go.
The Smodcast Network, you've got to listen to them, they're great. He does Smodcast with Scott Mosier, which is a great one. Him and his producer, they literally, like me and you, just talk about shit.
Yeah. Well, hang on, let's not talk too much about his podcast because I'm pretty sure he's not bigging up our podcast.
No, he ain't. Fuck you, Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
But then you got Plus One, Kevin Smith does it with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really funny one.
Yeah.
And then he does Jay Silent Bob Gets Old.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Who's he doing that with? Is he doing that with Jay?
With Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So literally the two of them sitting there talking about. They do it in the stage though, so it's in front of an audience.
Right. Okay.
And they record it, so it's a little different feel because you can hear the audience laughing and they play up to the audience a bit more.
Yep.
But no, it works out quite well. And they talk about stuff. And they talk about all the stuff he went through, and how he kind of was on drugs during certain films, and certain films that. He was doing some really weird shit, like literally getting, like, there's a scene during Clerks apparently, when they got one of the guys, because they've seen Clerks, they're not all trained actors, they're like, just friends, and he was sitting there, and one guy was trying to do a scene, and he kept messing it up, and Jay was off his nut, and apparently this guy was supposed to be the person with the most experience.
Right, yeah.
So but he kept messing up, and Jay is fucking sitting off his nut in the corner, and just after the sixth take goes, is this fucking guy for real? Fuck you, man. And he's got out and walked out. And he's like, and I said, he didn't even remember doing it, because then 10 minutes later he walked back in. He's like, what's going on? I said, fuck off, come around here, messed up my shot. And like, just stories about him going off when they were like, well, got money from other films, and they were going off and he was meeting celebrities, and he was ending up having sex with these random people. And he took them back to the hotels, had syringes in the apartments. I mean, like, proper dark shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should listen to them. And, like, Joanne Sample Get Old is pretty. Some dark stuff there, but some very funny shit as well. He also does Hollywood Babylon with someone else.
He does a few different ones.
He does about six or seven. That's all he does now. All of us.
Yeah.
Stop me and you.
Okay.
Because we're going to do Movie Bong soon.
Pow. There you
movie
go.
Bong. And what movies are going to do Movie Bong, Bill?
Little plug there. We've got Death Proof coming up.
Death Proof Movie Bomb.
Death Proof.
Oh,
that's fucking cramp.
Billy got cramp.
Yeah, hang on.
Billy got cramp.
Yeah. Death Proof though.
If you can see what Phil's doing. It's like Natalie Portman in fucking Black Swan.
I ain't even seen it. Make me laugh.
Still got cramp?
Yeah. Right, keep
what other movies are you doing in a movie bong, Bill?
Death Proof. Halloween 4, baby.
Halloween 4, the return of Michael Myers. See, Movie Bong will be a podcast where we will talk about the movies people don't remember.
Yep.
The ones that get forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that go under the radar.
Yep.
The ones that are in the bargain bin.
But these are not films that are shit films.
They're definitely shit.
They're
some of them might be shit.
They're good underrated films.
They're films that you forget about.
Yeah.
You know, things that get lost in the glory of other movies.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like Death Proof gets forgotten about. It's a Tarantino film. In fact, how can you forget Tarantino film?
Fucking wicked film.
It gets forgotten about. Halloween 4. You didn't even know Halloween 4.
Nope.
Yeah, you just Halloween H2O.
There's like 17 Halloweens.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just going to have a stab in the dark.
We're going to go with that one. Robot Monster. We're going to do a special edition.
Yep.
Movie bomb of Robot Monster where we literally
experience the film with us as we watch it for the
first time ever. Technically, you won't hear the movie because we're not. I don't think we're allowed to do that.
No, but I recommend that you
download it.
Yeah, that's it. Download.
Not legally.
And watch it as we're watching it, and you can see exactly what we're laughing at and what we're abusing.
Or if you don't watch it, listen to us and just listen to us laugh at a random fucking movie.
Yeah. Or if not, just download it. Just download it.
Yeah. We're not telling you to do it.
No.
Just do it. We're not actually going to
talk through it, so I'd rather you did just download it and not listen to it, because you'd probably be disappointed, because there's, you know,
you just hear farting.
Yep. It's going to be an hour long podcast,
a few Dutch riders
of complete you check you out with a Dutch rider.
No, maybe not.
What do you mean maybe not?
But no, we're going to
do promise
that.
Me.
Oh, easy now, let's not get excited. But no, yeah, so we've got Death Proof, Halloween 4.
Yep.
We've got Robot Monster. That's a special one.
Yep.
That will be literally, you will experience our first viewing of it.
Yes. Yep.
I'm going to do the Human Centipede as well.
Yeah, I'll keep glancing over at that.
The Human Centipede is on in the background as you're doing this, and I think.
Mm-hmm. And it says it, win the Human Centipede on DVD, because it's that shit, I don't think anyone would actually buy it. Don't tell me you haven't bought it, have you?
I bought it. I always buy my stuff legitimately.
Legitimately. You didn't even say that properly.
No, illegitimately.
Ah. Mm. Oh. Oh, check her out. She's eating out his bumhole.
That's the Human Centipede, people.
Yep.
That's got nothing to do with Kevin Smith. Nor has it got anything to do
with I'm not. Kevin Smith. Right, okay. Now, these actors here and actresses, okay, that's disgusting. They're watching a... Right. Now, they've applied, okay?
They've auditioned
for this role.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they in this description of the role, what did it actually say? Did it just say...
B-O-S.
You're going to spend like an hour and a half with your face taped to a geezer's bum. He's going to poo on your face. You're going to poo on your mate's face. You're just going to be eating poo.
Yes. That was the description, and that's what you'll find on the back of the DVD as well. Man eats food. Woman eats poo. Woman eats other poo. So, a constant cycle.
What will the poo look like?
But no, it's a nasty film. Let's not talk about it now, because we're gonna do a movie bong on it one day.
Yeah.
And any other
movies? I don't actually want to watch it. I really look.
Yeah, she's scared. You're a bit.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. Because she's just about to tear her lips away from someone's bum. Now she looks like she doesn't want to do it. Why doesn't she want to put her face away from his bum?
If it was your bum, she'd be fucking dead already. It'd be the first day, bang, dead. death by bum fumes.
Poo fumes.
Billy bum fumes. Right. Yeah. Right, okay, so let's
take
get
back
on track.
High school, that did.
Billy Bumpkins. The question was, Bill, what the fuck does Billy know about Jay and Silent Bob? What do you know, Bill?
What do I know? I know Jay done a shitload of drugs.
Did.
But looks like he had a lot of fun doing it.
He did.
But maybe sort of, you know, paid the price for that.
He did.
But we need another Jay and Silent Bob. We're not like old school. I mean, we need a couple of old geezers, right? So you go, how random would that be? You go down to your local Londis or Co-op, okay?
Pick up the Londis.
Free plug there for them.
For the Londis.
Yeah. post me my check.
Yeah.
Right.
Or now, an ice pop.
And you could have two old people, an old Jay and Silent Bob standing outside a shop, just terrorising all the youngsters.
How old are you thinking? Like 80s? 90s? Yeah,
70s, 80s. 90s.
Zimmer frame?
Yes.
Piss your pants?
Yes.
Poo?
Yep.
Stink of shit?
Yep.
Brussels sprouts in their ears?
Yep. Yeah, man. That's what we need.
Old as fuck.
Yes. So Kevin Smith, if you're listening, I'm pretty sure you are.
Of course he is. Yeah, because he always types in random shit like Barker podcasts.
Yeah.
On iTunes and goes, oh,
check this out.
Check this out. Yeah, yeah. Hey. Talking about us. He can give a fuck. No one listens. It's just me and you, Bill. We've got people listen. I know people listening out there right now. And you're not going to comment. You're not going to review it. You're not going to mention it until you one day see us and go, yeah, I'll listen to it. Yeah. It was quite funny. No, like my brother told me to stop swearing. Fuck you.
Fuck you, man. Can't what? Help it. It's just a slip of the tongue.
Like a Dutch runner.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how are we going to end this one, Bill?
Snoochie boochies!